Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Five ten. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Thank you so much for having us on this afternoon. Austin, let me just go ahead and jump in here. I've got PNS on the board right now, and I do this just to make note of the fact that maybe you have somebody coming into Pensacola. I wanted to give you a heads up on the flight status. Most of it, first of all, looking pretty good out at PNS, but there are a few flights in question we need to talk about. Coming up out of Nashville, Southwest Flight 4649, scheduled touchdown was 5:20. Now looking at more like a 6:10, just about an hour late on that flight. If you're looking at the Tampa flight, it's a Silver Flight 80, 6:10 touchdown time, now delayed until 7:10. That's running an hour late. And then there's just a minor flight here coming up out of Denver, Frontier 3930, 7:03 touchdown, now delayed until about 7:25 or so. So that's the update. For the best thing you always can do, call the carrier, contact them, and then they can fill you in on the latest information.
Absolutely. And not exactly breaking news here, but more of just a programming alert. In about 18, 19 minutes or so, just before 5:30, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to the Florida State Charleston Southern game, and we'll have a text line prompt that you can drop into 850-437-1620, and we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But once again, just under 20 minutes right here on News Radio 92.3 if you want those tickets.
Okay, a lot of folks, as you well know, are getting ready to pack up the car, throw the kids in the back seat, and off they go. Yes, off to grandmama's or granddaddy's or whoever's house you're heading to for Thanksgiving. A lot of Americans are going to be traveling in big crowds every which way this Thanksgiving holiday. Fox's Teresa Crowley has details on this trending story.
AAA forecasting a new record Thanksgiving. Nearly 80 million travelers in trains, planes, and automobiles. Even cruise ships, where bookings are up 20%. Nearly 72 million on road trips, with the cost of gas down nearly a quarter a gallon from last year. Hertz reports the highest rental car demand in Atlanta, Las Vegas, L.A., Miami, Oahu, Orlando, and Phoenix. Busiest pickup day the Wednesday before. Nearly 6 million people will fly. INRIX reports the worst days in the car Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon. Traffic may be double. Best times to drive Tuesday and Wednesday early morning. Thanksgiving Day itself. Coming home, try early Sunday, with travel lasting into Monday and Tuesday by air. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
I can tell you this. Don't listen to what she said about Sunday morning if you're coming up out of Orlando, coming this way on the 75 freeway and then shooting the 10 at Live Oak. You better leave a lot earlier than that, because it becomes
a parking lot.
That's why I don't do the Disney or Universal thing during the holidays any longer. Ugh. It's just that dreaded road on the 75, the toll road coming up out of Orlando. It is a nightmare, and no thanks. Just let somebody else have fun and laughter in those
with
cars.
With that in mind, I'll pass. And you know, we had the story queued up, but it's all WEAR here, just now tackling it. President-elect Trump confirming his plans for mass deportations once back in the White House. A post on Trump's Truth Social platform, said that the incoming Trump administration is reportedly prepared to declare a national emergency and use military assets for a mass deportation program. Trump simply responded to the post with, "True." So you heard it here first, straight from the horse's mouth.
I saw something very interesting along that kind of line earlier today. They were talking about Mr. Harmon coming on board and to really kind of get everything back in order with the immigration situation. So they were saying this. So this Florida Democrat senator, he jumps up and he says, "Well, we want the immigrants. We want this." And then this one person stood up and goes, "Do you know how America voted on this issue?"
Well, exactly.
And he just sat down.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you know, you'll hear the argument of, and I'm not saying that this isn't accurate in any way, but you'll hear the argument of, "Oh, well, Republicans had an opportunity to fix the border crisis or at least lessen it, and they didn't because they want to run on that issue." Well, they won, so it worked. It nonetheless paints out this border crisis as a pressing matter for Americans. So you're absolutely right.
Okay, 514 News Radio 92.3. Let me talk about another thing with Thanksgiving. That four-day break coming up real soon, something students and teachers really look forward to. Now, for teachers, it is an optimal time to get away from the students. This is, I'm quoting here, this isn't a Wall Street Journal report on teacher burnout. It cites the number one cause of job-related stress in teachers is student behavior, not low pay or long hours, just dealing with the kids. Now, here was another report in a clinical psychologist publication saying teachers aren't imagining things. Kids today are a lot different. They are ugly human beings, unquote. I'm just reading from the script here.
Yeah.
Social media, cell phones, disrespect for teachers and for education in general, all of it contributes to a toxic atmosphere, and it's leading, and this is the sad line here, and it's leading to many qualified teachers who love it to throw up their hands and leave the classroom.
Yeah, you know, well, and the thing is, I know people my age who graduated around the time that my brother and I did, and they get into teaching. It's usually women that they get into the teaching, and they do it at a smaller level, and that's for a couple of reasons. First of all, I don't think a high schooler will quote unquote take you seriously if you're 22 and you're teaching them. But secondly, I think it's because in some fashions, especially younger kids nowadays, they're easier because you expect the immaturity and yada, yada, yada. But if you get a high schooler who seems all the more entitled than a previous generation's high schooler, and he's got the phone, which is going to get him in trouble all the more, I know I've got a temperament that is not fit for teaching, so I don't doubt for a moment that that would drive someone up a wall.
You know, for a few years, I actually was on faculty over at UWF.
Really?
Environmental programs over there. Enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah.
That's really my calling was to become an educator.
When you get to college and stuff, you expect a lot of these people to be young adults, like mature.
Okay, we'll talk about that another day.
That's up for debate.
That sure is. Hey, listen, President-elect Donald Trump announced, we were just talking about, he has appointed former acting ICE director Tom Homan as his border czar. Homan says he intends to shut down the CBP One app and end current humanitarian parole programs for migrants coming from Haiti, Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
They're throwing thousands through the CBP One app, calling it a legal pathway, which it's not. They're throwing thousands through the CHNV. So if you add the CHNV, the CBP One app, what the Border Patrol is still catching, they're still historic numbers. But we're going to shut these two programs down, and we're going to move these numbers even lower.
Can you say the name Bulldog? I'm just going to sit back and buckle up and hold on.
Yeah, I get. Well, and you know what? I'm so glad you mentioned buckling up, because we're just past 5:15 here, so just in time for our quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Luckily, not much to buckle up over here. Don't have too much going on. Maybe some backups here and there on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, but it's not too severe. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving us some usual backups. And Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road, not looking ideal either. Worst looking spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it is sitting at around 75 degrees. It was a little bit overcast earlier. Those clouds are starting to part some. Tonight's low is going to be 72, and then Tuesday, very rainy, 100% chance of rain throughout your day. High of 77, low of 64.
Okay, operative word for tomorrow, simply one word, rain.
Yes.
That will sum it up pretty closely here. Here's the latest advisory from the National Hurricane Center. Forecasters say today the remnants of former, we'll call it tropical storm / tropical depression Sarah, will be absorbed by a frontal system. Showers and thunderstorm activity with locally heavy rainfall will sweep across Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and right here into the Florida Panhandle tomorrow. And as Austin was letting us know, Wednesday's shaping up to be a stellar day. So this thing's going to blow in and blow out of here. Wednesday showers and thunderstorms will then leave our area, push across the Florida Peninsula, bringing locally heavy rainfall and severe weather down there. This is the part where you smile. You ready?
Yes.
Atlantic hurricane season ends in 12 days.
Absolutely smile worthy. You know what? We'll keep the good news going when we return. It's 5:18 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. But when we come back, of course, in about 10 minutes, we will be giving away that pair of Florida State Charleston Southern tickets. But also, we'll touch on House Speaker Mike Johnson giving his thoughts on President-elect Trump's controversial cabinet nominations. All of that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you four get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number one, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number two, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number three, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number four, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
That's my timer letting me know that it's time to check the slow smoke barbecue at Sonny's. It's also a reminder that it's time to book your holiday party or catering. We love to serve your business or organization a delicious prime rib to celebrate all your hard work with catering from our four locations serving the greater Pensacola area. We also have banquet rooms at our Navy Boulevard and 9th Avenue locations. And speaking of the holidays, give the gift of barbecue and a convenience of a gift card. Sweet and smoky ribs sure do make a mess of those Christmas stockings. Go to sonnysbarbecue.com to find your nearest location and all the details on our holiday catering services.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st. This year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get personalized support from an appointed Florida Blue agent. Our agents are trained to help you find a health plan that fits your lifestyle and budget, not theirs. It's about finding the right plan for you and not the price. Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Le Creuset, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Hope you're having a great drive. If you're just leaving the office, thanks for allowing us to ride along with you today. Coming up, I would say, by 5:35, 5:36, something like that. Pretty close to it, I guarantee that. We'll be talking SEC the week that was the 16th of November, moving to the week that's going to be coming up. And we'll pick Austin's brain on these things and see where he thinks about this. We'll also talk about FSU and UWF's disappointing outcome this past weekend in Saturday in Valdosta. So we'll be talking about that. That's coming up in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, let's see. Oh, also, we'll just give one last a last minute reminder. Last call. In about 5 minutes, we'll be giving away that pair of tickets to the Florida State Charleston Southern game. But first, House Speaker Mike Johnson, he is defending President-elect Trump's controversial cabinet nominations, and that includes Matt Gaetz as the new Attorney General. He says that the picks will disrupt the status quo by design. No pick has been more controversial than former Florida District 1 Congressman Gaetz as Attorney General, but Johnson commented on the pending House Ethics Committee report on sexual misconduct allegations against Gaetz, saying that it shouldn't be released because Gaetz is no longer a member of Congress.
Okay, 525, yeah, News Radio 92.3. Think about this. Okay, so you have an auditing company, okay?
Okay.
We're going to be hypothetical here this afternoon.
We darn sure are.
Yes, we are. So you have an auditing company, and you failed all audits the previous six in a row. Do you think you should be retained by that company?
Probably not.
Well, this is happening, and it's not going to do what you're saying, though. The Pentagon has failed its seventh audit in a row, leading many to blame wasteful spending within the agency. Did it take an MIT graduate to figure this one out?
Did
my 20-year-old kid figure this one out?
Well, I was going to say, I figured out the problem.
Okay, Mike Emanuel. He might have figured it out. He's with us from Washington today.
A major concern when you consider the size of the Defense Department, $3.8 trillion in assets, $4 trillion in liabilities. Elon Musk reacting on X sounds like a job for DOGE. DOGE, or the Department of Government Efficiency, is President-elect Trump's idea, having Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy cut bureaucracy, slash regulations, and cut wasteful spending. The chief financial officer of the Defense Department insists the agency, quote, has turned a corner in its understanding of the depth and breadth of its challenges. Some suggest it could take years for the Pentagon to finally pass an audit.
All righty, 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Just some minor congestion here and there, nothing too insane. If you are traveling eastbound on Highway 90, passing UWF, trying to head over the water into Pace, do have some minor backups there. Same with on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox, and on I-10, passing the I-110 north ramp, traveling westbound, that is. Then it's going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, as per usual. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Do have about a 60% chance of rain late this evening. It will up to 100 during the meat of your Tuesday. And then as we get into Tuesday night, it's going to hit about 50 and then drop to 20. But Tuesday's high is 77, the low is 64.
It's an umbrella-type day tomorrow. Just,
yes.
Remember to take that along with you. We were talking about this subject last week, and it was about, I was telling you about a recall, and then the company said, well, we'll send out notices 2 months from now, if you remember this conversation we had.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, good. This might fall into the same kind of realm of the what we were talking about. Ford Motor Company was fined last week for how it handled a recall situation. And now, highway safety investigators are accusing Ford of failing to properly handle another two recalls. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal is digging into this story, and she has more.
Last week, the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration fined Ford $165 million for not moving quickly enough on a recall over faulty rear-view cameras. Now, though, they say Ford may have mishandled two other recalls. One involved hundreds of thousands of Bronco Sport SUVs and Maverick small pickups from 2021 through 2024. Five owners said they lost power in the vehicle after the recall issue had supposedly been fixed. Another recall involved 113,000 Ford Expeditions and claims of seatbelt tightening in front passenger seats even when there was no crash or accident. Ford says it's cooperating. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
You see, I was not going crazy. I thought that was kind of strange. You know,
not insane.
We're putting out these recall notices in here, so there you are. You're driving down the street. You hear us talking about your car, the same thing going, uh-oh. But the company is not going to let you know for another 2 months.
Right.
What happens if it breaks down before with a problem?
Yeah, that's a very good question.
It's a darn good question.
Well, and I've got a good question for you, Chris. All right, so it's 5:28 here. We'll give away this pair of Florida State Charleston Southern tickets. Do you know that Florida State this weekend, even on a bye week, they hit a pretty big low in college football this weekend?
Are you talking about the quarterback?
No, I'm not.
There was two lines.
Yes. I'm talking about their offense. So their offense has been a glaring problem all season. Well, Mississippi Valley State, I believe, scored 24 points on FAMU this weekend, and that makes Florida State the only team in D1. There's 263 D1 programs. Florida State is the only one to not exceed 21 points in a game this season. Yes, but I bring up this gloomy fact because I think they are going to change that this weekend against Charleston Southern.
Okay.
So that gives you an incentive to get these tickets, all right? Florida State can put on an offensive barrage and hopefully get a win here. But this is all I'm going to say. The prompt that you can text into 850-437-1620 is the following. Just tell me how many points you think Florida State's going to score. I want to get your thoughts. I want to know how people gauge Florida State's offense.
Why don't you define that between 0 and 100?
Okay, 0 and 100. Yeah, don't tell me a million. I'm not going to give you tickets. Give me a practical score here. Text into 850-437-1620. Tell me how many points you think Florida State is going to score. I'll tell you how many I think they'll score. 41.
Okay, is Florida State, is that in the Swamp or is it in Doak Campbell?
That is, I believe that's Doak Campbell, but I could be wrong. I think it's Doak Campbell because Florida has back-to-back home games, but they had one against LSU, they got one against Ole Miss, and then I think they go to Florida State.
All right. Very interesting. So once again, if you could just recap it for our listeners and our friends, how can they win these wonderful tickets?
You can text into 850-437-1620. Just tell me how many points you think Florida State is going to score this weekend on Charleston Southern. It can be any number between 0 and 100, like what Chris said.
All right. Coming up, we got some sports. We got a lot of sports to talk about. We're going to talk about, of course, FSU, UWF, SEC. We'll even talk about President-elect Donald Trump making an appearance at a UFC match in MSG in NYC. A lot of interesting stuff. We're just mere minutes away on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden authorizing Ukraine to use long-range missiles supplied by the U.S. to strike targets inside Russia. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the conflict is intensifying and it's Russia's fault.
We will continue to do what is appropriate to hold Russia accountable for its actions, including its escalatory actions, and to hold North Korea accountable for its escalatory actions.
Well, President Biden also asking Congress for an additional $100 billion for disaster funding for communities affected by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer urging House Speaker Mike Johnson to uphold the vow to work across the aisle to get more aid to affected communities.
We should not kick the can down the road nor withhold vital resources the federal government needs to properly help recovering communities.
And President-elect Trump nominating former Congressman Sean Duffy to be his transportation secretary. America is listening to Fox News.
Chad Robinson with your money now. Days after being hit with a civil fine for moving too slowly on a recall, the U.S. government is unveiling two more investigations into recalls at Ford Motor that may not have worked or even covered enough vehicles. The largest probe spans more than 456,000 Ford Bronco Sport SUVs and Maverick pickups, while the other covers roughly 113,000 Ford Expeditions. Spirit Airlines filing for bankruptcy protection after reaching a prearranged deal with their bondholders, including a $300 million in debtor in possession. The discount carrier is the first major U.S. airline to file Chapter 11 since American Airlines. On Wall Street, stocks finished the first session of the week mixed, with the Dow dropping 55, the S&P up 23, and the NASDAQ gaining 111. U.S. crude oil futures for December above $69 a barrel. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's Any Size Soft Drinks for a buck. John Mara, Joe Shane, and Brian Daboll, the New York Football Giants, are making a massive mistake in benching Daniel Jones for Tommy DeVito. The last thing Big Blue needs is for Tommy to lead the Giants to an emotional victory or two. New York's best chance to lose the most amount of games possible, to be in position to draft either Cam Wardishead or Sanders, is with Daniel Jones starting, and that's why he should be under center instead of the immortal Tommy Cutlets. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All right. When it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's check. ethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace.
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. Mm-hmm. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because it's the same talking
same
points.
It is. Yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now
with Chris and Austin
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Christian Bryan and Austin Price.
The one and only.
I was just thinking about that.
the suspense.
I've never called myself my official name of Christian before.
Christian Price.
I said, what the heck are you doing?
Christian Bryan and
Austin Price. AKA, is Chris Bryan.
Right? Yeah.
That's why I was surprised. I was going, what did I just say that for?
I thought you just said Chris.
If you play that back, you're going to hear me say Christian.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I was getting lost in the ways of Blues Traveler.
There you go.
I thought you were just
Blues Traveler was great.
I thought you were just pausing for effect on my name there.
Like a little pause.
Yeah, drum roll,
like
please.
That guy does from Fox on us.
Yeah, that Tom Giraldo or something.
Okay, 538. News Radio 92.3. We are talking sports. Before we jump into SEC and UWF and FSU and get into that, I was amazed. Here we are, President-elect of the United States of America, Donald Trump, and members of his new administration got a warm welcome at a UFC match in Madison Square Garden in NYC. I just think this is a hoot. Here's Fox's Bill McGillen with more.
Huge applause for Trump as he walked into that UFC arena, hugging Joe Rogan there, shaking his hand. They had a lengthy exchange. Joe Rogan endorsed him right before Election Day. Then UFC fighter John Jones right there. Right after he won his fight, he did Trump's signature dance moves. He pointed at him. He flashed him a thumbs up. Then he gave him his championship belt. So this was a triumphant return for Donald Trump to Madison Square Garden after that rally. As for what happens when they get back here to Palm Beach today, they got more work to do. Here's where we stand right now. They're still building out this new administration. It's less than 2 weeks after Election Day. Trump has already made more than 20 new picks.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Busy. That's all you can say. He's just absolutely busy.
Yes, and I also can say congratulations to Nate from Milton.
Nate to skate.
Yes, he is our winner because he was the first person to text in. He texted in 24. He said the final score of this game would be Florida State beating Charleston Southern 24-12. Now, sir, I wish you were more confident. I'll say that much, but because I got it being like 41-7. I wish you were more confident because Charleston Southern's terrible. They're 1-10, but nonetheless, you are two tickets richer today.
All right, congratulations to you, Nate Descate. Did you say he was from Milton?
Yes.
Okay, and thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate that. FSU will be playing Charleston Southern Buccaneers this weekend.
Yes, and they've lost like eight straight games, eight or nine.
Hey, have you heard anything from fans that have gone over to Doak Campbell and had to undergo their rebuild over there? Any good
the renovations?
About that? Yeah.
No, I actually haven't
kind of
heard anything
crickets,
about it.
You know, it's...
Well, and I'm not saying this as a joke. I'm being sincere. With Florida State struggling like they are, it probably hasn't been much of a pressing issue. They probably do have enough capacity for the people who are showing up. And as I said, that sounds like a mean joke. It's not meant to be.
No, it's reality.
It is. It's reality. So, but no, so especially when you consider that. No, I haven't heard anything.
Okay, sad report. I mean, UWF falling to Valdosta State 28-7. Final game of the regular season happened in Valdosta on Saturday. The loss, of course, knocked the Argos out of playoff contention for the Division II playoffs. So
that's upsetting because I told you earlier. I told you earlier, Chris. Great year, 7-3, and that's a good record. But when you look at who they lost to and how, losing to Grand Valley State, losing to Valdosta State, both of those games on the road, you barely lost to a good West Alabama team. Or I don't remember. I don't know how they finished their season, but they've given UWF trouble before. That may have been on the road as well. I can't remember, but you lost it in like double OT. So just it's heartbreaking that you did as good as you did, had pretty quality losses, and your season has come to an end with no postseason performance. That's upsetting.
Okay, let's set up the SEC week, if you don't mind. It's in kind of tweak your brain here real quickly. Ole Miss at Florida.
That is an upset alert and a half, man. I am telling you, Florida – they kind of proved me right. I had LSU beating Florida, but they kind of proved me right in the sense of this is a team that has just gotten a bad hand. They are formidable when you consider how tough their schedule is and the quarterback issues they've been dealing with. Double-digit win over the LSU Tigers there. They are now 5-5. So they've got a bowl game in sight, and Ole Miss has to go to the swamp not even a week before they got the Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving. I have to assume that Florida has a chance, but I'm going to take the Rebels. It'll be a good game, though, hopefully.
Massachusetts at Georgia.
Okay, Georgia.
Okay, Texas, El Paso, Tennessee.
Texas.
Kentucky. Texas, El Paso, and Tennessee.
I thought you said Texas was... No. Oh, excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Texas, Tennessee. El Paso. So you'll pick Tennessee now.
Yeah. No, either way, it's a playoff-contending SEC team beating the snot out of a little guy.
Okay, there's one of those technical words again. I'm going to gravitate to those things.
Okay.
Okay, Kentucky, Texas.
Oh, there's Texas, and they're still going to win.
Wofford, South Carolina.
Jeez, South Carolina.
Louisiana Tech at Arkansas.
Arkansas, you know, they gave Texas a scare. 30-20, I think, was the final of that one. Or 20-10, what was it? Either way, whatever, 10-point game. I've got Arkansas winning that one easily. Louisiana Tech has struggled for years.
Okay, Missouri, Memphis. Mississippi State.
Speaking of teams that have been struggling, Mississippi State's going to get beat up by Mizzou.
Texas A&M versus Auburn.
Man, that's a trap
game,
too.
In Auburn.
Yeah, that is a brutal trap game there. Jordan Hare is a tough place to play. They got a physical defense. Their offense looking loosened up. Texas A&M, they're fixing to host the Longhorns, so they're looking ahead to that. That big rivalry, yeah. Playoff implications. I think Texas A&M wins, but this is, once again, not going to be some beatdown. They're gonna be given a scare.
I think this is going to be a surprise weekend. Alabama-Oklahoma.
Really?
In Norman.
Man, going into the season, this looked like a trap game too, right before the Iron Bowl. The problem is Oklahoma has just really flopped.
I got it. They're home, though, playing a team like Alabama. Put emotions in that equation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I will tell you this. Florida and Ole Miss and Auburn and Texas A&M are going to be closer than Alabama, Oklahoma. I got Alabama winning that 35-13.
Okay, and here's the game, Vandy, LSU.
Yeah, that's actually probably going to be a pretty good one. I think Vandy may be coming off a bye. Both of those teams have 6 wins. I can't remember. Did Vandy come off a bye? I think they may have. Doesn't matter. Bottom line is both teams are good. Commodores, who's at home for this one?
This is Vandy at LSU.
At LSU, okay. I'll give it to the home team here.
Okay, Netflix is making big announcements about its first live football telecast. This should get a lot of music aficionados excited. Fox's Monica DeLuca has more.
On Christmas Day, during the Houston Texans versus Baltimore Ravens NFL game, there will be a halftime performance on the Netflix live stream of the event. Okay. Beyonce shared the news that she will be performing in an Instagram post. Her mini concert in her hometown of Houston will also be the first live performance of songs from her album, Cowboy Carter. Artists featured on the Grammy-nominated album are expected to make appearances. Netflix made a 2-year deal with the NFL for Christmas telecasts in 2025 and 2026. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
All righty, 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Had a lot of backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Most of those have cleared out, though, so there's some good news for you.
Surprise.
Same thing with I-10. We always have some issues lingering there as you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, but that is looking completely vacant right now. The only problems you're going to have are on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox, the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess, and maybe some issues on Highway 90 where you meet Scenic passing the UWF campus. We do have some minor backups in that immediate vicinity, but outside of that, not much. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a very rainy Tuesday, high of 77, low of 64.
You think they might have shut down the state talking about the roadways like the Gulf Breeze Parkway and all? Maybe a little early to let the workers off for the rain because they're not going to be working in the rain tomorrow.
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
Something to think about because, yes. You know, this time of day, 4 to 6 is your really troublesome day part for traveling through the Gulf Breeze Parkway. A lot of congestion at that time.
Right.
But if you're telling me now it's only, 5:47, nice work. That's some very positive things to hold on to if that area of the road is looking much better.
Alrighty, Wall Street closing mix to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 55 points to 43,389. The S&P 500 rose 23 points to 58,93. And the NASDAQ gained 111 points to 18,791.
Okay, here's something to think about. If you have that American flag, maybe it's been a little frayed. You've had it up in front of the house for a while, and you're thinking about maybe, I think I'm going to replace it this Christmas holiday season. Mm. Well, what do you do with the old one? Got your answer for you. Pentair Credit Union is presenting and it's preserving this great tradition. It's the Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. The program is dedicated to the respectful retirement of old, worn, or tattered American flags. Here, it's easy. Just bring the retired flags to any Pentair branch to ensure flags are retired with honor. That's a great holiday thought there. If you're trying, your flag might be getting a little bit worn. Take it down, fold it up, take it to a Pentair Credit.
All righty. Let's see. Wanted to touch on this real quick. A deadly E. coli outbreak. We touched on this last hour. Of course, we've heard about the onions and the McDonald's stuff, and that was being discussed in the 4 o'clock segment. But I said that would not be the only E. coli issues we've had. Well, a deadly E. coli outbreak linked to organic carrots affecting 18 states Several brands of bagged organic baby and whole carrots have been recalled by California's Grimway Farms. E. coli, of course, being a bacteria that typically comes from the intestines of animals and gets on produce from contaminated water. There's been one death and 15 hospitalizations among the 39 confirmed cases nationwide. The carrots are no longer on store shelves, but people should check their fridges at home to see if they still have them. Grimway Farms, I've never heard of that, so that may not even reach here, but 18 states is nonetheless a national concern.
Well, yeah, it is important because you don't know about people maybe taking trips to one of those 18 states.
Yeah.
So, congratulations.
And perhaps you...
you should feel really good about yourself this afternoon.
Perhaps you import your carrots from the Pacific Coast.
And, you know, maybe helping some folks not have to deal with the pain and agony of that stuff.
Yes. Don't want to find out the hard way.
And it is the pain and agony of that stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay, another medical marijuana dispensary is potentially on the way to Santa Rosa County.
Really?
Yeah. Curaleaf wants to develop a site on Highway 90 in Pace. If approved, it would be Santa Rosa County's fourth dispensary.
Wow.
They're growing up like wild weed.
Yeah, they're growing like weed.
Growing like wild weed.
Growing like a weed. Alrighty. A record number of Americans planning to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA expecting nearly 80 million people will drive and fly between Tuesday, November 26th and Monday, December 2nd. Of course, we touched on this some earlier this afternoon, but just want to remind you, just in case you are at all underestimating the travel circumstances, that's about 1.7 million more people than last year, by the way. The 80 million, that's unbelievable. American Airlines is gearing up to handle more than 8 million passengers from November 21st to December 3rd, and Southwest says that it expects Sunday, December 1st to be its busiest day as more holiday travelers are coming back home.
Okay, and I can let you know Todd Payne, our good buddy over at Pensacola International, the assistant airport director over there. We'll be inviting him on during the lead up to the holidays for updates from Pensacola International, so we'll be talking to him once we get a little bit closer to Turkey Day. So I'm excited about that. Todd's already always a straight shooter and pretty much right on track of what's going on out there. ICE has started ramping up its surveillance arsenal, and it's because of the November election results. I would imagine that was a pretty truthful statement. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has a story in Securing America.
Securing America.
ICE is not wasting any time making a swift move hours after a Donald Trump election victory by asking companies to submit bids for technology and management tools to monitor illegal migrants. These surveillance plans call for the production of ankle monitors, GPS trackers, biometric check-in technology, and human agents to track people awaiting a court hearing or deportation. Although this would be an expansion on the current Alternative to Detention program, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, says the timing of this call to action was not a coincidence.
Make no mistake, this is simply and only because Donald Trump won the election. Had he have not won the election, they would have never put this out.
The latest data from ICE show that only about 195,000 people are currently under ICE surveillance, with only about 18,000 of them using GPS ankle monitoring. Dana Marie McNichol, Fox News.
All righty, just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we've got a popular video game platform receiving some reports of extremist behavior by users, and now politicians are involved. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me!
Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryant and Austin Price. If you're thinking about maybe buying a home or maybe selling a home and you're watching those mortgage numbers, here's the numbers today. Mortgage News Daily reporting the benchmark 30-year fix 7.05%. The latest reading on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage is 6.43%. You know, it seems like, and if you've been feeling this, like the new Trump administration taking a lot of the Florida lawmakers with him to Washington. Well, Florida will be losing its senior U.S. senator to the Trump administration in January, and the quest to find a replacement now underway. Fox's Eben Brown reports from Broward County, Florida.
President-elect Donald Trump already named Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio as his nominee to be U.S. Secretary of State. Senate vacancies can be filled by gubernatorial appointment, and now Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he's already vetting applicants. DeSantis says he will likely make a selection by January. Whoever is picked can serve only 2 years before a special election is mandated for someone to fill the remainder of the term. The term itself is up for re-election in 2028. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, just a little bit past 5:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. Typically around this time every afternoon, don't have too much going on the roads. That appears to be the case now. We may have a little bit of backups on Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, but outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Going to see those chances of rain start to trickle in. Tomorrow, going to be a very rainy Tuesday, high of 77, low of 64.
News Radio 92.3, 12 days now until the end of fall red snapper season. November 30th is your date. Boat captains are reporting still a really fine fishing season continuing and is underway 12 days and counting on that. Austin, it looks like the space race, or at least some degree in form of a space race, starting to form here. The exploration company, a European rival to SpaceX, has raised over $160 million to build a reusable space capsule. Fox's business's Madison Allworth has more on this trending story.
They're using that money to develop their core product, which is a reusable capsule that launches into space repeatedly, carrying people and cargo. Right now, there are only two companies that do that, and they're both here in the U.S. They go to and from the International Space Station. So the exploration company is looking to add a third to the mix, and they're based out of Germany, France, and Italy. The goal is to run their maiden flight to the ISS in 2028. Most of their funding came from the private sector. Venture capital firms Balderton Capital and Plural were the lead investors.
All righty, hinted at this before the break. Democratic Senator Mark Warner asking the owners of a popular video game platform about reports of extremist behavior by users. The Virginia lawmaker sent a letter to the company that owns Steam. It's a platform that boasts millions of users worldwide. I am one of them. The letter was sent after the Anti-Defamation League released a report last week claiming millions of users were engaging in anti-Semitism, racism, and extreme behavior, including praise for mass shootings and terrorist groups. The ADL said that Steam is being used like a social media platform, but it's not adopting content moderation policies to protect its users. Warner's letter asks the company to respond to these concerns, saying users should not have to wonder if they will face harassment, intimidation, or abuse if they join the platform. Hey, listen, I agree 100%. In my experience, and I use it very limited, but I don't really see how it's used like a social media platform. There may be like reviews left and like some comment sections, but it's not like, I don't think it's like a true total social media like Facebook or either that, or I just don't know how it's being used. Maybe I'm just not in the know.
Listen, I know a lot of people, especially older people, who never have learned how to ride a bicycle. You ever run into anybody who says, I never learned how to ride a bike?
No, but to be fair, I'm not asking the question.
Well, let me tell you, the Smart Cycling Safety Education course, free, is coming. It'll happen over at City Hall from 9:30 to 11 on December the 7th. Attendees must bring their own bikes and be over 18 years of age. Now, those who want to attend the course can sign up by emailing Caitlin Cerami. I know Caitlin, by the way. See Cerami at cityofpensacola.com. And if anybody can do it right, I'm going to tell you, Caitlin can do this project absolutely stellar.
Yeah, I love how you said, I know Caitlin. You just kind of squeeze that in there. It's like a scene off that TED TV show when he's talking about a movie having a bear in it, and he just goes, I was the bear. Like, no kidding, huh? All right, you've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 6 o'clock hour coming up in about 10, 12 minutes.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.